The time is 7:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Yesterday, President Donald Trump met with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Kansas Governor Laura Kelly to discuss the coronavirus pandemic. Following brief remarks from all, the president answered reporters' questions on a number of topics, including mail-in ballots and the president's concerns with them. Many states are considering emergency mail-in voting so as to provide voters access and protection from getting infected by the coronavirus. The president asked Governor Asa Hutchinson to share some thoughts on mail-in voting.
There's a lot of discussion about how we can make the vote accessible if there is continued worry from a health standpoint, and we want to be able to use no excuse absentee voting as a way to do it, but it's still a person-to-person identification right. of the individual.
As states scramble to adjust laws to accommodate social distancing and state and federal guidelines, including states with primaries on June 2nd, the Republican Party is launching legal challenges to efforts intended to give voters more ways to cast ballots this fall. Yesterday, Louisiana Republican legislators shot down legislation that would expand mail-in voting in Louisiana. Louisiana has a new education chief. Cade Brumley was selected as Louisiana's next state superintendent of education by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education Wednesday. Brumley is the Jefferson Parish School System Superintendent and is originally from Converse in northwest Louisiana. He is filling the position vacated by John White in March, who led the Louisiana Department of Education for 8 years. Brumley received the backing of Governor John Bel Edwards' 3 appointees to the board, along with 5 elected members, including Board President Sandy Holloway, which was 2/3 of the vote needed. Brumley has led Jefferson Schools since 2018 after 6 years as superintendent of the DeSoto Parish School System, which advanced to an A-rated district under his leadership. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, says Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas, will vacate 289 wins and conference championships across multiple sports as punishment for inaccurately certifying players' academic eligibility from 2013 to 2019. According to a statement from the Stephen F. Austin Athletics Department, this spring they discovered the process that certified student athletes being ruled as academically eligible was not meeting all NCAA requirements, as former staffers were incorrectly counting all semester credit hours instead of counting only degree applicable credits. As a result, 82 student athletes were improperly certified over the 6-year period. Ryan Ivey, current SFA athletics director, had this to say to KETK Sports News.
If you want to say the definition of being unfair, right? I mean, it's not fair to our current student athletes. It's not fair to our coaches, but it's the reality of the situation and the reality of the system that we are in.
So any win where SFA used an ineligible player during 2013-2019 would be officially vacated from the record books. This includes 117 men's basketball wins, including the 2016 NCAA tournament win over West Virginia, 112 baseball victories, 31 softball wins, 29 football wins, and 3 men's basketball conference championships. You're listening to Red River Radio News.